Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. Thanks for joining today. In the backdrop of this episode, I am using a story that came out today that I read about Snap, the app that allows you to create disappearing images and pictures and has some augmented reality features and kind of the latest thing with the kids, as they would say. And here's the headline. Snap reportedly stuck with hundreds of thousands of unsold spectacles. And the spectacles was a move for the company into a new marketplace, the hardware marketplace. They built out their user base on software, on an app, and the spectacles were meant to be, you know, kind of a hip, cool trend, something that people would wear, spectacles being glasses, kind of sunglasses. They kind of look like sunglasses, but they were able to take snaps, if you will, interacting with the app and do it just through the glasses that you were wearing. And so they sold, looks like they sold about 150,000 of them, but they still have hundreds of thousands lying around and they don't know what to do with them. This article kind of talks about how this hardware team, which was Snap's move into a new market to diversify out of software, is about 150 people strong. They were going to do a drone. Now they've dropped that, so no one really knows what the hardware team at Snap is doing. And none of that really matters to all of us except to point out this question. How do you profit from failure? Now, Snap getting rid of selling 150,000 spectacles isn't necessarily a failure. The fact that they've got hundreds of thousands of more lying around might suggest a little bit more of a failure than we had thought. But as small and medium-sized business owners, not every risk that we take, not every decision that we make is going to be a good one. But how do you profit from failure? How do you profit from a decision that has gone wrong or has not worked out according to your plans? What do you do with it? Well, I usually begin with trying to understand what was the original intent of the idea. So in talking with businesses who are in a moment of failure, maybe a business failure, so company-wide they've made bad decisions, or maybe it's isolated to one particular decision that affects a certain group of customers. But in any case, the question is always, what was it that you were trying to achieve? And even though you've taken this set of actions, is there still a way to achieve the objective if it makes sense and if it's sound for the business? One of the reasons that failure happens is because you simply didn't plan for it. You may have had an idea of what success looked like, but maybe you didn't talk through what failure looked like so that you could build a strategy B or a strategy C or a strategy D and so forth. So if you can step back from the failure and say, wait a minute, what was it we were originally trying to achieve? A lot of times the failure that you're having might just be need a slight modification. Using Snap and their spectacles as an example, maybe they've got hundreds of thousands of these spectacles lying around, but maybe those unsold spectacles could be used to drive user growth for a new idea or for a new concept or for a new feature. Maybe Snap wants to develop a, just as a cheesy example, but a refer family and friends idea where whoever can get more people following them will simply be given a pair of spectacles to use. Or maybe the spectacles can be used to help a business, say a movie theater, or maybe a concert venue, or maybe a music venue, or some sort of public venue where the top influencers on Snap are given the opportunity to give away a dozen pairs of these spectacles to capture geo-regional stuff happening that might appeal to the largest group of Snap users in that area. So people would be given the spectacles, they could film or snap the event that they're at. That would drive engagement, that would drive traffic, and maybe that would achieve another objective for Snap. So even though they've got this hardware lying around unused, maybe they could find a way to use it to drive a different side of the business And a completely different objective that they didn't think of before. So how do you profit from failure? You have to revisit why you failed in the first place and then try to see if there's maybe a different strategy or an alternative strategy that you can embark on to still get the same result. Ultimately, we're trying to build valuable businesses. We're trying to build valuable businesses that deliver an amazing customer experience because that's what value actually is. That's what customers are prepared to pay for. That's why some companies are more profitable on a margin basis than other companies. They're able to deliver the experience that their customers want, and their customers are prepared to pay for that experience, and that translates into higher margins. So if you've done something or some things that have caused your business to fail, you need to step back to before the failure to try to understand what was it you originally set out to do, and then in the face of failure, is there a way to adjust or pivot or change direction so that you can still achieve the objective or come up with a completely new objective and then see if you can somehow use that failure to bridge the difference or to help you get closer to that objective. So failure by itself is unfortunate, but failure in context is very fortunate because you can learn the things you didn't know before the failure. You now have experience and context for the failure, and all of that should add up to you being able to make a better decision. But the worst thing you can do from failure is give up, put your hands in the air and say, I'm done, we're out of here, we're closing up shop. The better thing to do is now that you've paid the education tax, figure out how you can leverage it into a win or into a success. So with the Snap story as the background, that's what I was thinking about today. That's what I was thinking might help some entrepreneur out there who's struggling to make the most of a business failure. And hopefully this has given you something to think about. And who knows, maybe we'll help you turn around something that hasn't worked out for you. So thanks for watching. If you're on YouTube, thanks for listening. If you're tuning into the podcast, make sure to subscribe or like, because as you do that, more entrepreneurs and business owners are going to find their way to this content. And my goal is to help entrepreneurs increase and grow their business, fix their business, and this content is a way to help them do that. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode.